Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, understanding his death and resurrection, and this study covers the final three chapters of the Gospel of Mark. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to Jesus experiencing his touch, and also Jesus listening for his voice. Those two studies examined Mark chapters 1 through 13. And just so you know, you can also find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, and Loving God and Others, the Heart of True Faith. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to slow down and carefully observe the passages verse by verse. This will help each one of us to better interpret and apply God's Word. And now, please open your Bible or your workbook and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to gather together. Thank you for this technology that just allows us again to come together and share and listen and hopefully meditate on your word. We just thank you, Lord, for this day you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who have your workbook, on page 18, we'll be looking at Zechariah chapter 13, verse 7. And in the observation section, it says here, let's take a moment to read the prophecy Jesus referred to in Mark chapter 14, verse 27. It is found in Zechariah chapter 13, verse 7, written more than 500 years before the events recorded in Mark 14. God watches over his word to perform it. We also are doing markings, of course. We're going to put a cross over every reference to the shepherd, the man, and the associate. We're going to also mark the word sheep with an arrow, as we did for the disciples, since sheep follow their shepherd. Okay, so the verse reads, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man, my associate, declares the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd, that the sheep may be scattered. Okay, and there we, of course, mark shepherd, man, associate, shepherd again with a cross, and we mark the word sheep with an arrow. Okay, looking at the discussion questions, it says here, what did you learn from marking each reference to the shepherd? Well, first of all, it says here, my shepherd. So God is referring to the shepherd as his shepherd. Okay, so we have God's shepherd. We also know that the shepherd was also referred to as the man and also my associate. And we also see in the latter part of that verse that the Lord of hosts declares that the shepherd will be stricken and that the sheep will scatter. Okay. And this, again, is a prophecy by the Lord of hosts. And I also looked up that phrase, Lord of hosts, and I went to a website, godquestions.org, and it says here the name Lord of Hosts occurs some 261 times in the Old Testament scriptures. God is first called the Lord of Hosts in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 3. The word Lord, capitalized, refers to Yahweh, the self-existent redemptive God. Okay. It also says another way of saying Lord of Hosts is God of the armies of heaven. Okay, there's more information there, but I thought what I just shared with you was a quick definition to clarify that phrase, Lord of Hosts. Okay, moving on to the second question, it says here, the Bible is the best interpreter of itself. So comparing scripture with scripture and considering the context of Jesus's quote of Zechariah 13:7, what is meant by the phrase strike the shepherd? And I believe it means the death of Jesus or his crucifixion. The next question says, what would then happen to the sheep? It tells us clearly that they would scatter. The next question says, and who are the sheep? And that would be the disciples, his followers. And the next question says, who called for these events to happen? And again, it says the Lord of hosts declares this. Okay, and the last question says, now having looked at Zechariah 13:7, what was Jesus showing the disciples when he quoted this passage? Well, he was showing them that he was the promised Messiah, and he had to fulfill God's plan. So whatever God's word says, we know that it will come to pass. We can have that confidence in the Bible, God's word, because we know it's truth. And also it reminds us the importance of the entire word of God, the Old and the New Testament. I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.